Everyone today has too much to do and too little time. You feel overwhelmed with your duties, tasks, and responsibilities. The challenge for you is to simplify your life in such a way that you spend more time doing the things that are most important to you and less time doing those things that are not important at all. In this session, you will learn a variety of methods, techniques, and strategies that you can use to reorganize and restructure your life, simplify your activities, get more done, and enjoy more time with your family and in your personal life than ever before. Let's begin. Number one, determine your true values. The starting point of simplifying your life is for you to decide exactly what it is that is most important to you. What are your values? What are your core beliefs? What do you care about more than anything else? The most important question that you must ask and answer throughout your life is, what do I really want to do with my life? What you want to do with your life will invariably be an expression of what is called your irreducible essence, the person that you really are deep inside. To simplify your life, you should set peace of mind as your highest goal, and then organize your life around it. Whatever gives you peace, satisfaction, joy, and the feeling of value and importance is right for you. Whatever causes you stress, distraction, unhappiness, or irritation is wrong for you. You must have the courage to organize your life so that you're doing more and more of the things that give you the greatest joy and satisfaction, and less of the things that take away from your joy and satisfaction. Number two, decide exactly what you want. In every study I've ever seen, and in every interview with unhappy people, I've found that they have one thing in common. They have no clear goals, no sense of direction. They have a lot of wishes and hopes and desires, but they do not have goals to which they are committed. As a result, their lives go around in circles, leaving them feeling dissatisfied and empty most of the time. Make a list of 10 goals that you would like to achieve, and then ask this question. What one goal, if I achieved it in the next 24 hours, would have the greatest positive impact on my life? This goal usually leaps out at you from the page. It is the one thing that would change your life in a positive way more than anything else. Whatever it is, put a circle around it. You are now ready to reorganize your life and simplify your activities. Your most important goal becomes your major definite purpose, your focal point for the foreseeable future. Make a list of everything you can think of that you can do to achieve that goal. Then, begin immediately on the most important thing that you can do to achieve your most important goal. Throughout the day, think about your goal. When you get up in the morning, think about your goal. When you go to bed at night, think about your goal. Do something every day that moves you toward the achievement of your most important goal. This action alone will simplify and streamline your life in ways that you cannot now imagine. Number three, get your life in balance. The key to balance is for you to be sure that your activities on the outside are congruent and in alignment with your values on the inside. A sense of happiness, peace, joy, and relief comes when you return to your values and make sure that everything you do is consistent with them. On the other hand, most of your stress, unhappiness, negativity, and dissatisfaction comes from attempting to do things in your outer world that are in conflict with your most important values on the inside. Use the 2010 exercise we talked about earlier. Imagine that you have $20 million cash in the bank tax-free. Imagine also that you only have 10 years left to live and to spend and enjoy this $20 million. What changes would you make in your life? One of the most important keys to simplification is for you to imagine that you have no limitations on anything that you would want to be, have, or do. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money you need. Imagine that you have all the skills and ability that you need. Imagine that you have all the friends and contacts that you require. Imagine that you could do anything that you wanted. What would it be? Number four, practice zero-based thinking in your life. In zero-based thinking, you draw a line under every decision or commitment you've ever made. You then ask the question, knowing what I now know, is there anything that I am doing today that I would not start up again today if I had to do it over? This is an extremely liberating question, as we talked about earlier. To simplify your life, you must be willing to admit, on a go-forward basis, that you are not perfect. Be prepared to say the magic words, "I was wrong." The sooner you admit it, the sooner you can simplify and improve your life. Be willing to say, "I made a mistake." There's nothing wrong with this. This is how everyone learns and grows. What is wrong is when we refuse to correct the mistake because our ego is invested in being right. Psychologist Gerald Jampolsky once asked, "Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?" You have to make this decision for yourself. Finally, learn to say regularly, "I changed my mind." It's absolutely amazing how many people dig themselves into holes of stress, anger, frustration, and dissatisfaction because they're not willing to admit that they have changed their mind. But this is not for you. You must stand back and look at your entire life. Is there anything in your life that you would not get into again today if you had to do it over? If there is, have the courage to admit that you have made a mistake, which all people do, and then take the steps to change. There are only four ways to change the quality of your life. You can do more of some things, or you can do less of other things. You can start doing something that you're not doing today, or you can stop doing something else altogether. Apply one or more of these to every part of your life in order to simplify it. Number five, reorganize your activities. Stand back and look at your life, especially look at the parts of your life that are causing you stress and frustration. How could you reorganize those areas of your life so that you're doing more and more of those things that give you the greatest happiness and fewer of other things? Reorganize your life so that you are doing more tasks of a similar nature at the same time. Start a little earlier. Work a little harder. Stay a little later. Do several similar tasks at once rather than spreading them out. Continually think about how you could reorganize your life to make it simpler and better. Number six, restructure your work. Remember to apply the 80-20 rule to everything you do. 80% of the value of everything you do will be contained in 20% of the actions that you take. This means that fully 80% of the things you do have little or no value. The secret to restructuring your work and your life is for you to spend more and more time doing the 20% of things that contribute the very most to your life and work. Simultaneously, you should spend less and less time doing those things that contribute very little. Sometimes you should stop doing them completely. The worst use of time is to do very well what need not be done at all. Number seven, re-engineer your personal life. The whole process of re-engineering is based on the exercise of reducing steps in any process. In business, we encourage people to make a list of all the steps in a particular work process. Then, we look for a way to reduce the number of steps by at least 30% the first time through. This is usually quite easy. In your own life, there are three keys to re-engineering your life, reducing steps, and simplifying your activities. First, delegate everything that you possibly can to other people. The more things of low value that you delegate, the more time you free up, and the more time you'll have for the things that only you can do that make a real difference. Second, outsource everything in your business that can be done by other companies that specialize in that activity. Most companies are bogged down, engaged in activities that other companies can do for them better and more efficiently, and usually at a lower price. Third, eliminate all low-value, no-value activities. As Nancy Reagan said, just say no to anything that is really not the highest and best use of your time. Number eight, reinvent yourself regularly. Imagine that your company, your job, and your career disappeared overnight and you had to start all over again. What would you do differently? Imagine that you had to combine and recombine your education and experience into a new career or field of activity. What would you really love to do if you had all the skills, ability, and money that you needed? You should be reinventing yourself regularly, at least once each year. You should stand back and look at your life and career and ask yourself, if I was not now doing this, knowing what I now know, would I get into it? If the answer is no, then your next question is, how do I get out and how fast. Number 9, set priorities on everything you do. One of the best ways to simplify your life is to reorganize your life by priorities. Realize and admit to yourself that fully 80% of the things you do have low or no value. By setting priorities, you focus more and more of your time on doing those few things that really make a difference in your life, those things that really make you happy. The most important word in setting priorities, as we said before, is consequences. If something is important, the potential consequences of doing it or not doing it are high. If something is unimportant, the potential consequences of doing it or not doing it are low. So ask yourself every hour of every day, what can I and only I do that if done well will make a real difference? Whatever your answer is to this question, work on that above all others. Number 10, set posteriorities on your life and work. The only way that you can simplify your life and get control of your time is by stopping doing certain things. You are already too busy. Your dance card is full. It is impossible for you to simplify your life by simply learning how to be more efficient and effective and working on more things. Instead, you have to stop doing as many things as possible. In order to begin a new task, you must stop or discontinue an old task. In order to get into something new, you must get out of something old. You are already overworked. You cannot do more than you are already doing. So practice creative abandonment with those tasks and activities that are no longer as valuable and as important as others. Instead, do fewer and fewer things, but do things of higher value. This is a key to simplifying your life. Number 11, plan your time in advance. There is an old saying, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. It's called the 6P formula. Every minute spent in planning saves 10 to 12 minutes in execution. What this actually means is that you save as much as 90% of the time you need to get through the day by planning every step in advance. It is almost miraculous. Plan your year in advance, especially vacations with your families and friends. Book them, pay for them, and take them off your calendar exactly as if they were appointments with your biggest and most important customer. Plan each month in advance. Lay it out in front of you and determine how you're going to spend the time. You will be amazed at how much more productive you are and how much simpler your life is by the very act of planning your months in advance. Plan every week in advance, preferably the weekend before. Sit down and plan every day, using the 70% rule. This rule says that you should commit yourself for no more than 70% of your time. Leave yourself some slack in your schedule so that you have time for unexpected emergencies and delays. Plan each day in advance, preferably the night before. Make a list of everything you have to do. Organize it by priority. Select your A1 task and be ready to begin on that task first thing in the morning. Number 12, to simplify your life, delegate everything possible. When you start your career, you have to do everything yourself. But if you're going to grow, evolve, and become highly effective and well-paid, you must delegate everything possible to anyone who can possibly do the task. Use your hourly rate as a measure. How much do you earn per hour? If you earn $50,000 per year, your hourly rate is approximately $25 per hour. Delegate everything to anyone who can do a task at a lower hourly rate than you hope to make. It is sometimes better for you to sit and do nothing, simply thinking and using your creative powers, than it is for you to do lowly paid tasks that tire you out and consume your time. When you delegate to other people, make sure that they have the proven ability to do it. Remember, delegation is not abdication. Once you have delegated a task, you must supervise it to make sure that it is done on time, on schedule, and on budget. Inspect what you expect. Number 13, to simplify your life, focus on higher value tasks. Keep organizing and reorganizing your work so that you're spending more and more time on those few tasks that have the highest possible value. The most important time management question, which you ask and answer every hour of every day, is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Whatever your answer to that question, be sure that you are working on that every minute of every day. Number 14, single-handle every job. This is one of the greatest ways to simplify your life. Select your most important task, your A1, start on that task, and then discipline yourself to work on it single-mindedly until it's complete. Time management experts have found that if you start and stop a task several times, you can increase the amount of time necessary to complete that task by as much as 500%. You can make it 5 times longer than necessary. On the other hand, when you single-handle a task, you can reduce the amount of time necessary to complete a task by 80%. This gives you a 400% return on the investment of your time and energy on a task. All that extra time then becomes available to you to do other things in your life that give you more joy and satisfaction. Number 15, reduce your paperwork. Use the TRAF, T-R-A-F method to reduce your paperwork and get through large quantities of newspapers and magazines. T stands for toss. These are the things that you throw away immediately without reading them. This habit alone is a great time saver and simplifier. R in the TRAF process stands for refer. These are things that you refer to other people to handle rather than bothering with them yourself. The third letter, A, stands for action. These are the things that you need to take action on personally. You put these into a red file. This is what you work on, organized by priority throughout the day. And the last letter, F, stands for file. These are the things that have to be filed for later. But remember two things. Fully 80% of the things you file are never referred to again. They just clutter up your closets. And second, whenever you order something to be filed, you create work and complicate the life of someone else. Don't do this unless it's absolutely essential. Number 16, leave things off. Develop the habit of leaving your radio off when you travel, especially with your family and friends. When you come home at night, leave the television off. Whenever you leave radios and televisions off, you create a sound vacuum which is filled by conversation, interaction, and the true joys of family and personal life. Instead, use a TiVo system to record the programs that you like, without commercials, so that you can watch them when you want, at your own convenience. When you get up in the morning, resist the temptation to turn on the television. Instead, spend a few minutes reading something educational, motivational, or inspirational. Take some time to plan your day. Take some time to think about who you are and what you want, rather than filling your mind with the noise of endless television or radio. Number 17, to simplify your life, put your relationships first. Remember, most of the enjoyment and satisfaction that you get in life will come from your interactions with other people. Put the most important people in your life at the top of your list of priorities. Put everything else below these people. Imagine that you only had 6 months left to live. What would you do? How would you spend your time if you only had 6 months to live? Whatever your answer to this, I'm sure it does not involve earning more money or getting back to the office to return phone calls. What would you do? How would you change your life if you had all the money that you wanted or needed? In almost every case, you would think about the things that you would want to do with the people that you care about the most. Don't wait until you are financially independent or only have 6 months to live before you start to spend more time with the most important people in your life. Do it now. Number 18, take excellent care of your physical health. You can simplify your life by eating less and eating better. You can simplify your life by exercising regularly and getting thinner. You can simplify your life by getting regular medical and dental checkups. You can simplify your life by eating proper foods and taking excellent care of yourself. Imagine that you had become very rich and you had finally bought a $1 million racehorse. How would you feed that horse? I can promise you that you would not feed that horse with fast food, junk food, sodas, and potato chips. You would feed that horse with the finest foods you could find in the whole world. Well, you are 100 times, 1,000 times more valuable than a $1 million racehorse. Feed yourself the same way you would feed a multi-million-dollar horse. Take good care of your health. Number 19, and a great boost to simplicity, is to practice solitude daily. Take 30 to 60 minutes each day to sit in silence with yourself. Take the time to listen to yourself and to listen to your inner voice. The practice of solitude will transform your life. In solitude, you will get ideas and insights that can change everything you do. When you practice solitude on a regular basis, you will feel a great sense of calm, quiet, creativity, and relaxation. You will emerge from your periods of solitude feeling wonderful about yourself and your life. Solitude is one of the most wonderful joys available to the human being, and it costs nothing except the discipline to sit quietly for 30 to 60 minutes by yourself on a regular basis. Give it a try. You can simplify your life by practicing these ideas over and over until they become automatic and easy. Make it a habit to look for ways to do fewer things, but to do more important things. Make it a habit to simplify your life and simultaneously increase the joy and satisfaction that you receive. Go for it. Your goal is to live a long, happy life, full of joy and satisfaction, to realize your potential and to become everything you are capable of becoming. Aristotle, perhaps the greatest philosopher of all time, determined that the ultimate aim of all human life and behavior is to achieve the happiness of the individual. This is the primary purpose of all human activity. The great question is then, how shall we live in order to be happy? The starting point of achieving balance in your life is for you to set your own happiness as the primary goal of your life, and then organize everything you do to achieve that happiness. You know that if you accomplish everything in life but you're not happy, you've actually failed to realize your full potential. Fully 85% of your happiness comes from your relationships with other people, at home, at work, and in every area of your life. You require a balance between your work and your personal life in order to be happy. There are four key areas of life that you need to balance against each other. Number one is health, energy, and personal fitness. You need to take sufficient time for health and fitness, eating the right foods, exercising, and getting enough rest. Family and relationships is number two. You need to spend ample time with the most important people in your life, doing the things that give you the greatest amount of joy and satisfaction. Number three is work and career. You need to be doing work that you enjoy, that gives you a sense of personal fulfillment, that pays you well, and which you do in an excellent fashion. And number four is financial independence. You need to get control of your finances, save and invest on a regular basis, and feel that you are moving step by step toward financial independence. In addition, you need to be learning and growing, making a contribution to your community and developing spiritually. If you're lacking in any one of these areas, your life quickly gets out of balance. Stress occurs when what you are doing on the outside is not consistent with what is truly important to you on the inside. One of the most important questions you can ask in every part of your life, especially in making decisions, is the question, what is really important here? Remember the 80-20 rule. Fully 80% of your happiness and satisfaction will come from 20% or less of the things you do. Your most important ability is your ability to think. The better you think, the better decisions you make. The better decisions you make, the better actions you take. The better actions you take, the better results you get in every area. Key question, what is really working in your life? What parts of your life give you your greatest feelings of pleasure and satisfaction? What people and activities make you the happiest? What is not working in your life? What is causing you stress, frustration, or unhappiness? The greater clarity you have in answering these two questions, what's working and what's not working, the faster you can achieve balance in your life. Now, we mentioned before there are only four ways to change your life and get back into balance. Number one, you can do more of certain things. So, what should you be doing more of? The answer is the things that are working the best for you right now. Number two, you can do less of other things. What should you be doing less of? The things that are not working, the things that are causing you unhappiness, stress, and frustration. Number three, you can start doing something new altogether. In many cases, to get back into balance, you have to make fundamental changes in your life. And as you know, people don't like change. Number four, you can stop doing certain things altogether. Human beings are creatures of habit. They often get into a routine or a comfort zone where they do certain things over and over, even though those things no longer work or make them happy. A major source of stress in adult life is denial. Denial arises when we refuse to face the truth of an important part of our lives. Perhaps we are dissatisfied with our job. Perhaps a relationship that we're in is no longer right for us. Perhaps we've made a bad decision or life choice. Every act of denial puts your life out of balance, increases stress, and opens you up to psychosomatic illnesses like colds and flus of all kinds. Rule, reality is. Practice the reality principle. Insist upon seeing the world as it really is, rather than the way that you would like it to be. Here's a rule. Never get upset about something that you can't change. And you can't change people, and you can't change past events. Now, the opposite of denial is acceptance. When you accept that people and situations are the way they are, and not likely to change, all of the stress involved in denial begins to disappear. Your life often gets out of balance because you feel you have too much to do and too little time. How do you get your time under control? The first thing to realize is that you will never have enough time. You will never get everything done. The only way you can get your time under control is by stopping doing the things of low value so that you have more time left to do the things that are really important to you, your life, your work, and your family. Great question. What are you going to stop doing? One of the keys to planning is every day make up a to-do list and simultaneously make up a not-to-do list. And sometimes the not-to-do list is as important as the to-do list. Human beings are choosing organisms. We make choices. Every minute of every day, you make a choice between what is more important and what is less important. The combination of your choices and decisions determines the entire structure and quality of your life. The only way you can get your life back into balance is by making different choices and different decisions. Now, the law of the excluded alternative is very important. This law says that doing one thing means not doing something else. It means that every choice you make to engage in a particular activity implies a rejection of all other choices and activities that you could do at the same time. Before you commit your time, you must think about what you will not be doing if you do something else. The average person feels that he or she has too much work to do and that this is the major reason that his or her life is out of balance. This is seldom true. The fact is that most working people waste fully 50% of their time. They waste their time in idle chit-chat with coworkers, reading the newspaper, surfing the internet, personal business, long coffee breaks and lunches, coming in late and leaving early. The average person only works about 50% of the time, and then, because they're under pressure, because they're getting so little done, they work on low-value activities. They work to get a bunch of little stuff cleaned up. One of the secrets of success is never give in to the temptation to clear up small things first. Here's another secret to success. It's simple. Work all the time you work. When you go to work, put your head down and immediately start work. If someone wants to interrupt you to talk, you excuse yourself by saying that you have to get back to work. Organize your time for maximum accomplishment. When you're with your family, be there 100% of the time. Leave things off. Resist the temptation to walk in the house at the end of the day and immediately turn on the television. As soon as the television goes on, all communication stops and the entire focus of the family becomes the television screen. Don't let this happen to you and your family. When you're with members of your family, take the time to give them what they need for emotional nourishment and support. We said before that men and women are different in many ways. Well, at the end of the day, men need acknowledgement for their work, appreciation for their efforts, an opportunity to explain what they have done during the day, and time to decompress. Women are different. Women need attention, respect, affection, and listening at the end of the day. They need to talk and feel that the important person in their life is listening to them respectfully. This is why the man must leave things off. You see, men can only process one sensory input at a time. If the television is on, they cannot pay attention to or listen to someone else who is talking. If a man's reading the newspaper, his ears shut. If a man wants to look at a map, he has to turn down the radio. If a man is on the telephone, he'll drive right past his turnoff. He can only process one sensory input at a time. Children need unconditional positive regard, acceptance, respect, attention, and especially the time of their parents. How does a child spell the word love? T-I-M-E. Now, the law of time in achieving work-life balance says it is quality of time at work that counts and quantity of time at home. Now, what this means is that at work, you work on high-value, high-priority tasks so that you get a lot done, so that you're on top of things. But at home, it is quantity of time, long, unbroken quantities, where you sit, talk, walk, and just spend time with the members of your family. You know, they say that we live life by the years, but we experience it in the moments, and that you can never determine the exact moment where you're going to experience something wonderful with a member of your family, so you have to allow lots of time for these unbidden moments to occur. Organize your personal life so that you spend ample time with the most important people. Take at least one full day off each week during which you do no work at all. You only spend time with the members of your family or the important person in your life. If you're married, take one 3-day weekend off every 3 months where you go away and just spend time with your spouse. Take 1 or 2 week vacations twice each year during which you do no work at all. This will help you get back into balance faster than almost anything else you can do. To get your life back into balance, you need plenty of rest, at least 7 to 8 hours each night. When you get too little sleep, you build up a sleep deficit, which causes you to go through the day in the form of fog. Because you're not thoroughly rested, you find it difficult to concentrate on the high-value activities that account for your success. Instead, because you're a little bit tired, you work on low-priority, easier tasks that contribute very little to your career. The very act of going to bed 1 hour early each night, or getting 1 to 2 extra hours of sleep each night, can transform your life completely and put your entire life back into balance. Eat the right foods and fewer of them, as we've talked about in previous sessions. Exercise 200 to 300 minutes per week, even if all you do is go for a 30 to 40 minute walk every day. This will increase your energy, improve your fitness, calm your mind, enable you to sleep better, and help bring your life back into balance. Even better, go for a walk with your spouse or with one of your children. Then you'll get multiple benefits from the same activity. The wonderful result of getting your life into balance is that you will feel terrific about yourself. You'll get much more done at work and at home. You'll experience greater joy and satisfaction, and you'll be more successful in every part of your life. Sometimes people ask me the secret to living a balanced life. I ask them this question: how often does a tightrope walker balance when he is on the wire? The person always answers, all the time. Well, this is the same for you. Balance is not something that you achieve quickly and easily. It's something that you have to work at every single day. But the good news is that whatever you do repeatedly eventually becomes a habit. You can develop the habit of living a high-performance, happy, well-balanced life by simply practicing these ideas over and over until they become a regular part of your life. Let me wrap up by just saying this. We are living at the best time in all of human history. There are more opportunities and possibilities for you to live longer and live better than have ever existed before and for any people on this earth. Your job is to take full advantage of this golden age of mankind, to become everything that you are capable of becoming, to enjoy all the things that you ever dreamed of, and to live a long, happy life. And I hope you do. Good luck.
Hi, this is Dan Strutzel. At this moment, you're probably feeling excited, inspired, motivated, empowered, and most importantly, ready to apply the information you've just heard. We at Nightingale Conant want you to keep that feeling going today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life, and use it to create the life of your dreams. But we know that's not always easy to do. I'm going to share with you a simple yet extremely effective secret that will help you to maintain the motivation you're feeling right now and really achieve the goals that first inspired you to listen to this program. It's called the Online Mission Statement Builder. In just 5 short minutes, this free, easy-to-use online service will give you a detailed, clearly defined, printed statement of your life's mission that will give you the power to truly accomplish any goal, spiritual, personal, or financial. Your mission statement will be like a guiding light, keeping you focused on what's important, the person you're becoming, the life you dream of, and the goals you plan on achieving, so your life unfolds exactly the way you want it to. Use this free service now, and you'll immediately propel yourself toward the achievement of your goals and dreams. I know, because thousands of people have already taken this opportunity and experienced rapid and dramatic life transformations as a result. This is your invitation to be next. If you're committed to having more, doing better, and living life to the absolute fullest, and you'd like to achieve those goals in record time, simply visit our website at www.nightingale.com/mission-statement to begin the process. That's www.nightingale.com/mission-statement. Remember, there is no cost for this powerful service and no obligation, but I do urge you to visit www.nightingale.com/mission-statement now. If you hesitate, the momentum you feel now may fade away over the days and weeks to come. That's what happens to most people. They let their hopes and dreams pass them by. Please don't let that be you. Take action now, and you'll change your personal, professional, and financial future immediately and forever. Go to www.nightingale.com/mission-statement today.